Cricket South Africa board unanimously sent an instruction to the players that before the games started, they would be expected to take the knee in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. This after in their first game, players expressed themselves in a range of ways. This has led to batsman and wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock deciding to withdraw from the game today and, by my understanding, from the tournament completely. Well, to get clarity on this, but also some background to what's transpired, Cricket South Africa Chairperson Lawson Naidu joins us on 702 Drive. Mr. Naidu, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Before we talk about what's happened out in the Gulf and at the tournament, what was the understanding between the board and the team before they left on this matter?
Good afternoon, John, and thank you very much. Let me start first by congratulating the Proteas team today for a very convincing victory a few moments ago against the West Indies. The boys really showed up today and did the country proud. On the issue you raised, John, you know, this has been a matter that has been simmering for some time now within cricket and across sports across the globe. And, you know, the players and the team management were left to deal with this matter. There've been various discussions that have been held within the team to try and find a unified way of representing opposition to racism. And, you know, that's the simple issue here in terms of sports people taking a gesture to demonstrate their solidarity with the fight against racism at a global level. So I think, you know, that's the clear issue. What came out of Saturday in particular was the disparate ways in which various players chose to do so. Some took the knee, some stood with the hands with fists raised, and others simply were standing up. And we felt that this did not portray Cricket South Africa and the team in a positive light. It had the unintended consequence of showing that there's disparity and perhaps division within the team. And we wanted the team to be unified in its approach to expressing its views about combating racism, especially given the history in South Africa itself. So it's for that reason that the board felt it was necessary to intervene at this point.
How do you conclude from the fact that a team who were invited to consider individual ways of expressing themselves, who then went ahead and did that and expressed themselves in different ways, but by and large, and we'll come to Quinton de Kock in a moment, express something about this. Why do you... Sorry, I haven't asked the question yet. How do you then conclude from that, Mr. Naidu, that this is not a unified expression of a sentiment?
Well, because that's the clear message that's being understood out there in the world. We've seen the responses in various ways that it's sending mixed signals out there that the team is not united in its stance on this issue, which is a critical issue in South Africa as well as globally.
Can I come in there and ask you this? I mean, the fact that people see it as not united, did you as the board believe that when the team left, they didn't have a united view on this issue? And further, once they got to where they're playing, did they send you indications of any kind saying, we're not united on this issue? The fact that people interpret it that way, surely if you have a view based on your knowledge and intimate understanding of the team, should feel that you're able to stand up and say, it may look like that, but it's not like that.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we were led to believe that the discussions within the team environment were ongoing, that they were seeking to find a uniform way of demonstrating or making a gesture towards solidarity with the fight against racism. They were unable to do so. And the responsibility then fell to the board to take a position in terms of how this is going to be portrayed. The Proteas cricket team is performing on the global stage at this moment in time. And we felt that it was important that a unified stance be demonstrated. And as it was before the start of the game a few hours ago.
So let me understand this as clearly as I can, Mr. Naidu. You're saying you were given to understand from the team that they had tried to find a way to portray a unified stance, and clearly from what you're saying, that means that they all do exactly the same thing. Did the management get in touch with you and say, CSA board, we're having problems with this, or did you get in touch with them and say, it looks like you're having problems with this? Which was it?
It was the latter. There was no communication from the management team to tell us that. There obviously has been some discussion and some communication, but not at a formal level. And the board felt it was necessary to intervene. And once we took that decision, we had a discussion with the team management, with the coach, the director of cricket, the captain, and the team manager this morning to convey the views of the board, and it was accepted. The message was accepted by the team management that we met with.
I just want to be very precise on this, because clearly people are going to be discussing this for some time. What the sequence was not that the team management said, Mr. Naidu and others perhaps in the conversation, we're battling with this, we need guidance on it. You saw something that you felt misrepresented cricket South Africa, and I don't mean you, Lawson Naidu, but your board. You saw something that you didn't like, you got in touch with them, and out of that, did they say directly to you, we're struggling to reach a unified position, or did the team believe that what they'd done was adequate?
Well, we didn't have those discussions, John, to be clear. The board saw what was happening. The board had a discussion last night and took the view that we needed to intervene and ask the team to take the gesture of taking the knee before today's game. That was communicated to the team this morning, and the players abided by that decision earlier today.
I want to ask you this, and I'm going to read you something from one of my colleagues, not at 702, but in the media, Reedy Tlabi, and then get your comment. I won't read the whole tweet, but here's some of it. If a player is racist but takes the knee, they stay in your good books, But if a player is anti-racist, lives anti-racism, but doesn't believe taking knee is a perfect expression of that, they are rogues, and then asks this question, you like simple solutions to complex problems. Do you accept that some player who may not necessarily have gone through the personal transformation that you're aiming at through these conversations may nevertheless simply take the knee because it's the easiest thing to do? I don't know, for example, if you've had a conversation or any members of the board with Quinton de Kock to say, why are you doing this? What's on your mind?
No, we haven't had those conversations, and I don't think we should complicate what is a really straightforward issue here, John, which is an expression of that sportsmen across the globe are taking at the moment and have been taking for the last year and a bit to express solidarity in the fight against racism. It's a simple statement of commitment to the fight against racism. I don't think it's anything more complicated than that. I certainly don't think that it's a question of there being any racist members of the team. We're not suggesting that at all. It's just about the image that is portrayed by the team not acting in unison on this issue.
And just to be absolutely clear and to conclude, Mr. Naidu, unison in your view would be all of them doing the same thing?
Correct, as we've seen other teams at the World Cup do that.
Thanks very much, Lawson Naidu, Chairperson of CEO of Cricket South Africa. So do give us your thoughts on that, with the additional information of the process by which we arrived at. I just see I've got a question. Here we go. No name to it. John, what other teams are kneeling at the World Cup? And I just did some brief internet trawling. Fidoz Munde is a terrific writer on the website Crick Info, and she says, Australia, India, England, West Indies, Scotland, those are the ones she's listed so far. Said Pakistan stood with their hands on their chests, and nothing from Bangladesh and Sri Lanka so far. There are other countries involved as well, but that at least gives you at least a partial answer to that question.